Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, we're going to talk about Japan again today, and I've enjoyed so much and appreciate Dr. Don Sisk giving the time to come up and sit here with me, but share with you all of how God used them in not their first ministry, but their first primary ministry, going to Japan and sharing with us about Senrin New Town and Pastor Ogawa and his family and how God has used that work in such a marvelous way. But there are a lot of other great things in Japan that God's done.
Oh, my soul, yes. Yeah, that's just the beginning of it. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Kansai Independent Baptist Bible School.
By our first anniversary, we had 139 people at our anniversary service. I had baptized 89 people in Japan in 1 year.
Amen.
Now, that's another
Japan,
miracle.
That's
okay?
Amazing.
And by our first anniversary, there were 6 young people that had committed their lives to full-time Christian ministry. And we sent one young man to a Bible college thinking, as we read their doctrinal statement, that this would be a good place for him to go. But every week when he came home, he had some weird thing that he learned there. And I had to reteach him, and I thought, you know, if we're going to have to reteach everything, we might as well start our own Bible school. So I really didn't think about starting a college, okay? I just wanted to train these young preachers. And we had 3 young men and a young lady that wanted to start right away. By the way, all 3 of them were college graduates.
Yeah.
But they wanted to learn the Bible. Hmm. And, of course, I'd only been there a year. Ron White had been there a little over a year. Dave Markham had been there a year and 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to see if these men, along with Leland Lanier, who is another good, it wasn't a BIMI missionary, but a good Baptist
good missionary.
And each of us can teach one course.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little apartment, 6x9, and had a table in it. And those 4 young people would come there, and I would teach one course. Dave would teach a course, Ron would teach a course, Brother Lanier would teach a course. And that's the way that it started, just really
simple,
like a Bible study,
mm-hmm.
okay? At camp the next year after we did that, several more people committed their lives to full-time Christian ministry. And we've actually organized Kansai Independent Baptist Bible College. And by that time, we'd moved to Nishinomiya and a larger room, and then to Ashia, where we had 3 houses, one for the girls, one for the boys, and one for the dormitory and so on,
mm-hmm.
or for the meals and so forth.
Sure.
And from that, several years later, God gave us the property in Akashi. And I just got a letter from Murakami-sensei. And he was telling about the things that are happening in Kansai Independent Baptist Bible College. And that's been going, 52 years
yeah.
now.
And there have been a good number of graduates over those years, I know.
I forget how many, but I'm thinking well over 200, okay?
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, if you don't train leaders, missions is not going to work.
That's correct.
Yeah. You've been to places where you see empty buildings. What's this? Used to be a church.
Right.
But the missionary didn't train any leaders.
Sure.
And as a result, there's no church there.
Right.
So that church, that school, Dr. White was there for so many years. Dr. Les Frazier, Dr. Dave Markham.
Yeah.
So many people have been so instrumental in the work there. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And all those truths are so right. And we're going to actually come back next week. And Dr. Sisk has agreed to come back and talk with me some more. And then also, as we start broadcast on Monday, I'll let him talk about, there's a book about his life that you might be interested in getting and reading.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.